We're taking a closer look now at the environmental impact of fracking for oil and gas. Fracking creates an enormous amount of wastewater. In Pennsylvania, 90% of fracking wastewater is reused, but the rest is pumped underground for disposal. That's more than 200 million gallons a year. Most of it's trucked to what are called injection wells in Ohio. And as the number of injection wells there continues to grow, so does the concern. Julie Grant of the Allegheny Front reports.
After 25 years in their Belmont County, Ohio home, Judy Berger's husband is getting ready to retire. But their mostly peaceful half acre is quickly changing.
I'm a nervous wreck. I have my Venetian blinds closed in my house so I don't have to look across the street to see the mayhem and the destruction and the coming reality.
That reality? Across the street, Omni Energy of New Jersey is drilling two frack waste injection wells. This is sound Berger recorded of the construction. Once it's done, wastewater from oil and gas operations in Ohio, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania will be trucked here. According to an Ohio transportation study, 48 trucks will enter and exit the site during peak morning and afternoon hours to inject waste into the wells, waste that the U.S. EPA says can be toxic and radioactive. Berger does not want to live here anymore.
It's beyond description how horrible it is to feel like you're stuck. We were told we have no property value. Nobody would buy our property.
Berger wants it clear. She is not an environmentalist. She voted for the past two Republican governors, but she blames them for supporting industry over local communities.
And why the state favors somebody who comes in here from out of state over its own citizens? You know, that's what's happening.
For years, many Republican leaders in southeastern Ohio have lined up to support the oil and gas industry. They've seen some residents make good money from land leases and royalties and find good-paying jobs. But like Judy Berger, some of those same leaders are flummoxed by the lack of local control in siting the Omni injection wells and two others nearby by another company.
We've got the township trustees don't want it. We've got the county commissioners don't want it. We've got the state rep don't want it. We've got the locals that don't want it.
Republican State Senator Frank Hoagland represents the area. He says he's gone directly to the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, which has regulatory authority over the oil and gas industry, to oppose the wells.
I said, so you got everybody saying no, but you guys are going to authorize it anyways. And the director flat out said, if it fits within the ORC, we have to allow it to happen. We have to give them the permit.
The ORC, he mentioned, is the Ohio Revised Code, which spells out the regulations for injection wells. The Department of Natural Resources did not respond to requests for an interview. As the state considered Omni's injection well application, local residents wrote letters with concerns about truck traffic and idling, about noise and the proximity to homes and schools. When the pandemic hit, the ODNR attempted to delay a decision until it could hold a public hearing in person. But Omni sued to force a permit decision, and the Ohio Supreme Court sided with Omni. The permit was approved last year. This drilling sound will subside once construction is complete, according to Chris Gagan, attorney for the company. He says even during the drilling phase, it isn't much louder than the nearby highway. He says the wells will prevent groundwater contamination and surface leaks. Ed Maurer, manager of the Energy Institute at nearby Belmont College, says the energy industry has brought a lot to the county already.
The 11 new hotels, the 1,400 new hotel rooms, all the employment.
He points out that injection wells are a necessary part of energy development. The waste it produces has to go someplace.
Disposal wells are a fact of the oil and gas industry.
But nearly half the waste injected in Ohio disposal wells comes from out of state, according to a 2017 report, mostly from Pennsylvania. Ted Auk is with the nonprofit Frack Tracker Alliance.
So somewhere there was a decoupling of what's generated in Ohio and what Ohio is disposing of, which means that we are more and more taking in a higher percentage of other people's stuff.
According to the ODNR, Ohio has 226 wells injecting frack waste. Pennsylvania has 9, according to the U.S. EPA, which regulates injection wells in Pennsylvania. Ohio has what's called primacy to regulate injection wells. In 1983, decades before the modern shale industry, the federal government granted the state authority. Auk and others concerned about injection wells want a reconsideration of Ohio's primacy.
Primacy is something that's a special thing. You should have to demonstrate all the time that you're worthy of that as a state. And the state of Ohio has not done that.
But in 2015, the U.S. EPA found that Ohio was running a, quote, good quality program, praising the agency for dealing with the potential for earthquakes caused by injection wells, while still recommending stronger enforcement for repeat violations. Senator Hoagland does not want Ohio to give up its authority over injection wells to the federal government.
I'd much rather say, hey, look, if we've got the local leadership saying, hell no, we don't want this, well, to me, that should be good enough.
Hoagland says the Ohio Department of Natural Resources could do more to work with local communities and energy developers on siting decisions. He and other local leaders are looking at ways to change state law to encourage that. For Here and Now, I'm Julie Grant.